Ross, what can you tell us about the team? Will Johnson be the only change, or will there be more?
No, he's the one being considered. We'd like to reward performance, so there'd be a few sitting there. If I go to the team, I'd be unlucky. But lastly, it's probably been a weakness of that horse's, my coaching, that horse's for courses, team balance, and I like to stick. But last week, it was we made that call with Michael because of the height issue. And so, and then Matthew Tabernay's been injured, unfortunately. So there's an opening, but it's a bit unique because Michael's a backman. They're a little bit taller. How do we go? So we've got our training session in the afternoon. We're still working through it, but Kirsten and Cox have been in good form. And Shane Kirsten was a bit unlucky to go out. We just wanted a bit more mobile forward line after round one and put Mundy there and give us another midfielder. So he'll come into contention with that.
Is he also an option for that second ruck spot to help out? Or is
who's
it
that?
Johnson, or is it Pierce, or is it...
Well, no, we rucked out of the back half last week, Alex Pierce, so we thought he was really quite mobile and pretty good at it. So we've had a couple of cuts at it. We'll get back with the match committee, and they're still working through some stuff. This is a segue. I'll get back to the match committee, try and finalise those sort of things.
Is the fact that they have Nick Natanui and another specialist ruckman in Lysette, does that come into your thinking, and is that why Jones is in your squad?
Yeah, it is, yeah. And also the way you've got to structure up your squad. Now you've got an extra, you can't make a late change because it's a ruckman, so you almost need to name another ruckman every week. So there's a technicality of that. And look, they are a really strong ruck combination, aren't they? So, but you know, there's a few teams that turn that on its head with a running ruckman, Grigg, after bounce and run. So there's a few options to be explored. But clearly, Sandilands and Natanui are the premier ruckman in the competition, and everyone's looking forward to that battle on the weekend. I think that's going to be significant in the outcome. And both teams have faith in their prime ruckman, but we'll have to have a look at that. Lysette obviously is really competent as well, so it's an extra load for Aaron, so we're going to consider it heavily.
How significant is that duel in deciding who gets the game on their terms, do you think?
Yeah, well, around the stoppages, that proactiveness, you can just see he's a wonderful, both a wonderful ruckman, and once you're putting the ball and you know where it's going, you know, when Fife and Mundy and Neil can get on the move, or Shuey and Yo and those types can get on the move to a clean hit, and you get a little bit of momentum your way and a bit of surge going your way, it is significant. I think it still gets undervalued by a lot of people, I think, because ground position really helps.
You would have seen Aaron produce some pretty dominant ruck displays, but have you seen one more dominant and decisive than he produced last week?
Yeah, he's had a few, but last week was significant. And he was able to hit the ball to space, and we were able to surge a bit in the conditions as well. And there's such a good... Tim English is going to be a star of the competition, from what I'm seeing. He's a really impressive kid. So, but Boyd's a big man and been around a long time, so he's still got to get it done. So it really helped us, and he was... I put him in our top three, Aaron, last week. He was very good.
Does Aaron talk about the unique challenge of facing Nick Nack in his size and his athleticism? Does he talk about that at all?
Yeah, he doesn't talk much. He's a man of few words, but he does a lot of hard work and when he speaks. So they're not into later. Yeah, I think over a few beers Aaron would chat about it, but it's just that hard-nosed professionalism getting ready for the challenge, I think.
Shannon Hearn's in pretty good form. How much work do you put into him off halfback? Is Bailey Banfield or Connor Blakely, do they put work into him?
Yeah, we've tagged Hearn before, tagged Gaff before, tagged Shuey before. In early days, yeah, like Matt DeBoer used to go to him as a defensive forward, do a good job. We've shifted away from a bit, although we did it against JWS Whitfield for that half. And in hindsight, we probably shouldn't have broken it at half time. It didn't help us. So it's a possibility. We do like to, most teams like to back in their system of small forward pressure and handling it, and trying to make him defend. But yeah, you can clearly see why he's their captain. He's a top flight player.
You mentioned Alex Pierce and maybe doing a bit of ruck work. Is there any concern with the injury that he's had and the return from injury that you've just got to protect him?
I think when you bring up that now, it's really relevant and it's something to consider. But once you pick your team, you put your hard-nosed hat on a game day, it's like you're available and you just go and play. It's more, smaller guys. You're putting him in. There's a work health and safety issue there, isn't it, where the big guys are launching. So, legitimate ruckman and ruckman height, well, yeah. And he feels really good. We're managing more Monday to Friday, which I think he spoke about early in the week in the media situation. So, yeah, you don't want to lose him, but at some point someone's got to do the work. It's a tough job being a ruckman. It's a really tough job.
Ross, this is going to be a big game, going to be a big crowd, it's going to be a high-octane start. Do you consider how many young players you can take in to this week? Do you have to monitor that number, or is that just purely a case of if you're in form, you play?
Yeah, in form, you play. And where we're at and what we're doing, it's an opportunity for growth. And I think in the past, when we've been in a different situation and narrative, it's something you might consider. But for where we're at, it's just every week I roll up, and I think we're not going to be perfect, but you just know every week there's some upside in the personnel and growth and improvement in the footy. We're seeing that. And we won't see the best of Chera and Brasher on those guys and Crowe until they get a full summer and go. But what they're doing already for first-year players is really impressive. And when that ball's bounced, we're there to win, and we expect them to keep delivering. So it's not an issue, and we'll keep playing them, and you think, you know, Taylor Demand will stay in. So it's a really interesting, exciting time. You know, I think our fans are feeling that, like, we're winning and playing some good football. I think West Coast are just going a little bit better at the minute on form. So, but we think that we both teams get there in form, full of confidence off the back of that form. It's going to be 29 degrees. It's going to be quick. It's just an exciting time to get there. You know, it's sort of certainly regenerated me, and it's a big focus. When you say it's a big game, it's massive focus. Like, even the Eastern States tune in. They don't give WA footy much a lot, but they're tuning in, and so it's a desire to perform when the focus is on. But for us, the preparation needs to be consistent and the same, because it would just mean that we're preparing less for other games, and we don't do that. So the preparation stays the same, but we understand the spotlight gets stronger, and you like to perform under the spotlight. That's what high-performing teams and high-performing individuals do.
You said this has regenerated you. You've found the youth in the team, and the change in direction has given you new energy?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's just... Yeah, I feel... And you've got to handle what group you've got in front of you. So, you get a softer skill set. And I feel personally, and I think the players would say, I'll talk about the eye doctor. But as a coach, you know, I think I've really grown and developed, and my coaching panel were as harmonious and sharing the load and the responsibilities we ever have. And that's reflected in the harmony within the player group. You know, when you first come over and they're all mature, you don't get the kids over for dinner, or you leave them alone. But, you know, they're constantly cycling over for dinner, those first-year players, and it's really, you know, they bring a vibrancy to you, and, you know, because they're so committed and they want to build a career. There's going to be some ups and downs, and we've got a lot of work in front of us, but it is an exciting time. You can, when Chera and Brasher are kicking their first goals, and Crowden and Demand plays, and there's about another three or four under, and we'll go to the draft at the end of the year, and we'll go again, and then, you know, we aim to bring that group through. But there's lots of challenges along the way, but it certainly has helped me. And you feel a responsibility, and our senior players feel a responsibility to train them up the right way and play football the right way, because if you lose them early, it can be hard to get them back.
Is it Glendinning medal this Sunday too, Ross? That got sorted out. That was good.
Yeah, I think you summed it up. It was an issue that, from my end, just... in the back room must have been on the agenda, but it's bubbled up. I understand the passion wrapped around it and history, and I'm conservative, but when you have an objective look at it, you see our club's point of view, and I think it's been resolved. I'm not sure it's been officially struck, but to have the two inaugural captains would be fantastic. And, you know, this is going to be here for 100 years, and WA footy's going to be 100 years, and the Derby's going to be going for 100. So, you know, you look back and say that was the right move.
Just on the potential of the Twilight Grand Final. What are your thoughts on that? You've been there at a few.
I haven't been that one for, I suppose, 13. I'd like to get back. You'd play at 4 a.m, honestly. So, whatever's best for everyone, really. I don't think those in it would care too much. Loan's a carefully considered decision. Everything's taken into it, and you make what's best for the most important people, which are the people that come to watch.
Ross, how do you think the Eagles will go about trying to control Nat Fyfe?
Oh yeah, we're having to think about it. Yeah, I don't think they play the lockdown. They haven't really tagged. I think Hutchinson's gone to him before and sat on him tightly, but you always been the one going to him, trying to work off him and attack Nathan. It's like Gary Ablett, you can't stop him, so try and attack him. So, look, that'll be a good battle, but we know it's not like basketball. There's not just the one marquee player. You need weighted numbers. I think both teams have had equal contribution from all their players, and that's why we're playing some pretty good footy. Both teams are moving the ball well and stoppage work. So it's really an audit. I think we're both trying to find out where we're at in the context of the competition. So, but our aim is just to improve our football and take on the challenge, and it's a big challenge.
Do you see some similarities between Fyfe and Yeo physically?
Well, I couldn't tell you the dimensions, but there must be for them to match him up. He's strong aerialist, both strong competitors, both run long, both quick. They're kicking both of them. They could work on it, I think. So.
Because you haven't had a long body of work so far this season, but how do you see Nat's form at the moment in terms of...
Yeah, my job's to see the team's form. But clearly, he's paid to play well, he's paid to lead, and he's doing both of those things. So... I understand the focus, but individual awards don't interest me too much. Hopefully they don't interest players too much. But so I'm really about the team ethos and teamsmanship and equal contribution. But clearly he's playing good football.
Do you get a kick when you look at the stat sheet and see some of the numbers that he posts though?
Walters? Or Sanderland's hit outs. I like to see. Yeah, we like our people playing well. We like our people playing well. And I think everyone does. You want to see people express themselves within the team environment. Everyone brings something unique to the table, and that's the aim. Our players need to bring their own strengths within the game plan to the table so they keep picking themselves.